It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After we were done on Friday, and a lot of people have talked about it, but it's so egregious, it's so incompetent, it's so unacceptable that we have to talk about it. The Hennepin County Courier, who for about 8 minutes just left open his vehicle with ballots in there. I mean, how incompetent are you at your job? How foolish are you? And thankfully, somebody took a picture and action was taken. Fired. Should have been fired instantly. By no means is any of this acceptable. Not only just this, but then the perceptions. Right? Donald Trump again last week, multiple times, Dave. If I win, I win. If I lose, the election was stolen. Now, Steve Simon, I'm with Jordana, and Steve Simon elsewhere. They've taken great pains, and I think people should be sure to listen to what the Secretary of State had to say about how they can, first of all, it was sealed, nothing was broken, and how they can back up the voters and match them up with their ballots. I don't fault anybody, Dave, for looking at this and saying, wait, does this happen elsewhere? I can't say there aren't other individuals involved in incompetence. But the idea, because it already started with friends of mine, that this was done intentionally and the votes were tampered with, well, the intent, you know, you can debate that. But altering votes, Dave, it did not happen. They've proved this over and over again. Now, it won't matter to some. And I'm a kind of shy. It has gained some national play. I'm surprised it didn't gain even more. As an example, here we go again. You can't trust anything. The Democrats, this is Tim Walz's state. And I saw some of it. But egregious, awful, but the seal was not broken. They verified it. No results were altered because of this. What do you want to say about it?
No results altered yet, Chad.
Yeah. That is how people feel.
Yeah. Who knows what could happen after this? Who knows how other many people are driving around town, driving around the state right now with ballots. They're just holding out the windows, just letting them fly out onto the streets now that they know it's so easy to do it, Chad.
Is that a hotbed of Democrats, Edina? Have I missed that?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Must have missed that one. How is this legal? How is this legal? Elon was offering smaller amounts recently. And now Elon Musk, with a pack, and he can have a pack and get packs everywhere. The amount of money, and by the way, Harris has raised more than Trump. It's all just gross. It's such an epic waste of money, which can be used elsewhere. And I enjoy politics. We discuss politics. But what was the number recently? Maybe like $16 billion might be raised for this election with all the different funding sources. But you can't ethically defend this. It's slimy. But is it legal? Elon Musk is only going to certain states. He's going to swing states, right? I think everybody would agree all of these are either lock swing states or potential swing states. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. He's going to give away 1 million each day to registered voters in battleground states. Okay, he's already given 75 million, and he's pro-Trump. He named the first $1 million winner Saturday, handed a giant check to a Trump supporter at a Trump event, right? Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, former attorney general, said it's deeply concerning, something law enforcement should take a look at. Then you get some of these quotes from people. Here's an election law expert, teaches at Notre Dame. When you start limiting prizes or giveaways to only registered voters or only people who have voted, that's where the bribery concerns arise. By limiting a giveaway only to registered voters, it looks like you're giving cash for voter registration. You are.
I don't think it just looks like it.
He is. Offering money to people who are already registered before the cash prize was announced could violate federal law. But the offer also can include people who are not yet registered. Most states make it a crime only to pay people to vote. He said it's rare for federal prosecutors to look at bribery cases. Here's a different individual on what Elon is doing with his PAC and signing up in these swing states only. Minnesota? Uh-uh. You wouldn't get a penny. Here's somebody formerly was in the Justice Department. Voting rights cases. This isn't, I repeat, isn't a particularly close case. This is exactly what the statute was designed to criminalize. Added the fact that the prize is available only to registered voters in one of seven swing states that could affect the outcome of the presidential election is strong evidence of his intent to influence race. We all know where Elon stands. And again, he's allowed to. Citizens versus United, money is out there. By the way, Harris has raised a lot more than Donald Trump. So nobody from the Harris campaign can say, woe is us. In fact, considering how much money she's raised, she should be looking at her staff or maybe more importantly, look in the mirror and saying, like Maya Rudolph said on SNL about a week ago or so, how am I losing? But literally, I'm going to have a pack. You're going to sign up in these states. And if you do, you're eligible for $1 million. How is that? I mean, there's not a speck of ethical behavior, is it? And I know some folks might say there are other examples. I'm not saying everything was pure and clean. I would take so much money out if legally can hold up, and so far it can't. The free speech and money connection has not held up, and Citizen United just poured accelerant on it. Here's an election law expert at UCLA. Clearly illegal vote buying. Pointed out that the Justice Department Election Crimes Manual specifically says it's illegal to offer lottery chances that are intended to induce or reward actions such as voter registration. That's all this is. Sign up. You're now in the pool to win $1 million. That's a lottery, right? Am I missing something?
No, it seems right. That seems right. I mean, you could maybe make the argument that it's not vote buying because he's not saying you have to vote for Donald Trump.
He is not saying that.
He's not saying that.
Nope.
He's saying you need to have a voting plan and you need to pledge to sign a specific petition
that's
supporting the First and Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
We all know what he's trying to do, but he's not explicitly saying if you promise to vote for Donald Trump, you're in the running for $1 million. It's ethically, I mean, there's no footing to stand on ethically.
No.
It's as dirty as it gets. But, I mean, I guess if that's your legal argument, seems a bit flimsy, especially when you seem to be giving these away at rallies for one particular candidate.
Yeah. When you're at the rally touting the guy, And he's allowed to do it, right? And then you're saying, hey, anybody who supports the First and Second Amendment, by the way, the guy on the First Amendment, the guy who's calling for CBS to be shut down.
Yeah, that's right.
Is calling to is called the media the enemy of the state. The guy who multiple times last week said the National Guard and the military might have to be used about the enemy within, while not referring to immigrants, but referring to Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi. Oh, he's a big first. He's a big First Amendment free speech guy.
Loves the first. Loves the big number one.
As long as as long as your words are supporting him, he's with you.
That's the motto of the. That's Trump's life. I love it. As long as it loves me back.
God, it's
doesn't matter. It's amendment. It's a business. Doesn't matter.
All right, a lot of texts coming in. I want to read some of your texts, and also we got to get to Trump and Arnold Palmer. And our guest, who we wanted to have live but is called in, we'll have all that when we come back. You want to keep texting? 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, I know the text came in about Zuckerberg. I know it's a shock of Dave what was distorted. So Zuckerberg donated... between 300 and 400 million in 2020 for people to vote. Wasn't lottery, wasn't incentive. He donated to groups the Center for Tech and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation and Research to ensure that everyone can vote and every vote can be counted. Allowed Philly to double its election budget, Milwaukee to jump up, Fulton County, areas all across the country where we were so stressed out that in the middle of COVID. So to me, that's a rather large difference from spending $75 million and then day in and day out on your platform, which still is massively influential, and dozens of times a day you advocate for one person, Donald Trump. That isn't close to what Mark Zuckerberg did. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, there are differences. I mean, there's no question. I think anybody who's ultra rich and donating to some sort of get out the vote, they're looking for groups that are probably leaning the same way they are. You know, Democrats want to get out the Democratic vote. They 100%. Just leave that yep. Democratic part out of it. Republicans want to get out the vote for Republicans. You know, obviously, but there's a big difference between donating to a group and handing out giant checks at a Trump rally.
Yeah, what else is going to happen? Like, trying to get the vote out over the next 15 days. I have no idea. And again,
you can't write it.
And again, as we've said many times, and Marr did some stuff on this last week too, there is no October surprise for Donald Trump. And let's just give you an example. He's speaking this weekend. He's in Latrobe, where Arnold Palmer was born, and still at a place, even though he primarily lived in Orlando the last 50 years of his life. And he starts talking about Arnold Palmer's penis and golfers who would shower with him and were couldn't get over.
Awestruck. Blown away.
Awestruck. To the evangelicals who love this guy. What if Barack Obama would have said that in 08 and 16? What if Joe Biden would have said that? Again, I'm just trying to see if your consistency here. Because if that would have been a Democrat, Fox News would have talked about the debasing, how horrible that is. What are we exposing? Does character matter? And he's just up there talking about how prodigious Arnold was. And he wasn't talking about his driver, Cherry Hills, driving the first hole to eventually win the 1960 U.S. Open. And it's just like, it's another day with him. I mean, I saw it and went, not shocked.
Not even surprised.
Not even surprised. And people who, if it was somebody else, not on their team, or would have been a Republican before, they would have said, what's happened to us? Now, not. Jack Nicklaus, our Jack Nicklaus, heard about this story and called in and left this voicemail.
Well, thanks, Chad, for asking me to come on today. I'm sorry I couldn't be with you live, but I'm in Kenya with Barbara, and we're on an African safari. As a matter of fact, I bagged myself a lion today. That's the good news. The bad news, I also bagged my Kenyan guide, Magotu. I was cleaning my Beretta, and it went off, and poor Magotu got the business end of that, and Magotu the hospital down. Anyway, as far as the reason you hit me on it, I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of disgusted at this topic.
Oh.
Kind of besmirching the legacy of Arnold Palmer, talking about his anatomy, I guess, but I don't really remember it all that much. We were such competitors on the golf course that I didn't really pay attention to what was going on south of the border with old Arnold, but let's just say his reputation preceded him, and he could handle it well, about as well as I handled the 5-iron, but that's about all I remember. I don't want to get into all of that. We'll leave that to history, and whatever happened with Arnold happened with Arnold, and I never cared for him anyway.
Wow.
Never cared. Jack Nicklaus. I mean, first of all, out of breath. Very windy. I didn't realize Kenya was that windy.
No, it can blow him off on the safari for sure.
Sorry to hear about his guide.
That's tough. That's very tough.
It's very tough. And he never cared for Arnold Palmer. Who else has Jack Nicklaus on talking about presidential politics?
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
Not many.
It's a heck of a booking, you know. Chips Goggins, next hour. How about that? Reed Forgrave about politics and religion also. Good stuff next hour. Linda's construction time check. It's 12:50. It's 1:58. Time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. I still have 10 more seconds.
They're going to be a good 10 seconds.
Yeah, they're going to be. Give us a follow at @Dave_Harrigan at Chad Hartman Show. Do it right now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.